Marielle held the final note, leaping high in the air and twirling. She came down on the far side of the path, stumbled and fell. Rolling over, the mouse maid slipped down the side of the ditch bordering the flatlands.
Tut, tut, deary me, leaping mice, what next? Though I must say, old girl, you held that last note gracefully. Hon Rosie couldn't have done better. Bear in mind, though, she wouldn't have dived nose first into the ditch. Not the done sort of thing for young fillies, what?
Tarquin lent a paw to pull Marielle from the ditch. She was completely taken aback at the appearance of the hare.
Where did you come from, Tarquin? I never even heard you following me.
Tarquin L. Woodsorrel adopted a pose of comical outrage.
Following? Did I hear you say following, ma'am? Boggle me ears, I wasn't following you, snub-nose. I was right alongside you, mousy miss. Oh, yes, seasons of training, you know. Camouflage and all that. Dodge and bob, duck and weave. Disguises, too. Do you want to see me become a daisy or a belly buttercup?
Marielle was smiling as she dusted herself off on the path side, but she chided the garrulous hare.
Very clever, Tarquin, but you can't come with me. It's far too dangerous.
Tarquin adjusted the fastenings of an oversized haversack, filled to bursting with food.
Balderdash, young'un, absolute piffle, and gillyswoggle. I'm going my own way, just keeping you company on the road to see you don't practice any more ditch diving. Come on, step out lively now. Left, right, left, right, left, right, and all that.
Marielle kept pace with him, jogging to match his lanky stride.
Well, as long as you know you can't come all the way with me. But why are we walking so fast?
Tarquin kept on, pouring it out at the double.
Go on! Going to be late for lunch if we don't move smartly. Come on now, keep up!
It was about lunchtime that they rounded a bend in the path to find Dandin awaiting them with a wild summer salad he had gathered to garnish the bread and cheese, together with a flask of elderberry cordial he was cooling beneath an overhanging willow. The young mouse waved to them.
Hi there. Good job you made it. Another moment or two and I was going to start without you.
Marielle placed her paws on her hips, chin jutting out angrily.
What in the name of fair are you doing here?
Dandin smiled disarmingly.
Oh, it's all a bit of a mystery, really.
The mouse maid turned on Tarquin.
And you? How did you know he was here, you great lolloping flop ear? It's a plot. That's what it is. You set this up between you.
Tarquin sprawled on the grass and began constructing a giant cheese and salad sandwich.
Steady on there, missy. I was waiting outside the north wicker gate for you to appear right through the bally night. Then about an hour before dawn, young Dandin here pops out, so I merely told him to get a move on and we'd meet him further up the road for a spot of lunch. Rather civilised, don't you think?
Marielle was fuming with temper, but she plumped herself down and began eating, because the walk had given her an appetite. Through mouthfuls of food, she berated the smiling duo.
You can wipe those silly smiles off your whiskers. You are not coming with me, either of you. Is that crystal clear?
They both munched away, smiling and winking at each other as they nodded agreement with the furious mouse maid. When lunch was finished, Dandin repacked his knapsack and thrust the marvellous scabbarded sword into his cord girdle.
Rightio, Tarkers, let's get moving. I wonder if this pretty mouse maid is going our way. Do you think she'd like to walk with us?
Doubtless, old lad. We'll string along with her apiece. Do you know, she's an excellent ditch diver. You should have seen her this morning, loop the loop, graceful as you please, straight into the jolly old ditch on her snout.
Stone-faced and in high dudgeon, Marielle marched on between them. Tarquin and Dandin made perilously light of the situation.
I say, Mr. Woodsorrel, that's a strange noise those grasshoppers are making.
Not the confounded grasshoppers, laddieback. Sounds like some wild creature nearby grinding their teeth.
Not very good for the old molars, that. Temper, temper. Look out, she's swinging that knotty rope thing!